Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's manager to me, you know, and Scott was hitting on a time when, you know, we were younger, we're kids paying attention to baseball, you know, and you've got Earl Weaver as a manager.
Right.
And you got Billy Martin as a manager. You've got these guys who you knew and had been around a while and everything else. And it seemed like, you know, they were clearly the boss. And it just feels different now, Andy. You know, it feels like these guys are part of the system. And as Scott said, you know, not necessarily regurgitating everything the analytics department tells them to do, but still it feels more like a cog in the machine rather than the switch that's running the machine to me. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I the whole dynamic of everything was like, I thought the parts about Sparky Anderson were great that he was talking about, because the way, like, even the way we looked at Mike Hargrove, or, you know, so I'm trying to, Jim Leland was another guy. Like, you think about that old gritty manager, mm-hmm. That would come out, Earl Weaver, that they were about the game. And like the whole conversation about, hey, no one wanted to go into Sparky's office because they only thought bad things happened in there. I totally can see that.
Yeah.
But I also see, and maybe this is why I was a little hesitant on Grover, but that there's a shift and a tide, and whether you realize it or not, and now I really want to read his book, that influence that came from here, from your hometown, through the Indians, had a major, major impact on Major League Baseball. Because, you know, again, talking about eight current managers that either played here or coached here at one point. We started the season with 10. A couple of weeks ago, I was looking through and I was like, when you look at the front offices, or, you know, people who are general manager or general manager type is what I like to call them now, because they're president of baseball operations and they have a general manager, like one third of the game has that influence from the Indians or Guardians, you know, as the future plays out. And the game has been redefined from the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. The impact is overwhelming.
There's been a major impact, that's for sure.
Yeah, and to hear somebody who writes for the New York Times say that, it just gives validity to everything that I've thought over the last couple of years. The hard part about that is that we haven't seen the World Series from there, right? And so what's the ultimate return on investment when you see all of its great minds that have been here, but yet here you're one rain delay away against the Cubs, or you're one play away against Miami or Florida, the Marlins, you know? And so that's like, okay, great idea, great minds, everything, but can that get you over the edge? And I always find that interesting.
I asked Dan this during the break, and it just feels this way to me. I don't know if it's really the case or not, because if you take a look at the guys who are managing in the big leagues right now, there are a lot of guys who played in the big leagues. I don't know that you knew them as big-time players in the big leagues or not, but I was just kind of wondering, does it feel like there are more guys managing now who had obscure playing careers, you know, not big-time players, but then got into the system, and they were a hitting coach in A-ball and blah, 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 and worked their way up and have become part of the organizational system? And I could make the argument either way on that. It just kind of feels that way to me. I don't know that that's the case, you know, because there are some guys clearly that, you know, that played in the big leagues that are managing right now, and we're good players. But there are a number of guys who you think, well, that guy came out of nowhere but up through the system. However, that's happened in the past. You know, Earl Weaver was you know, came up. Right? Tommy Lasorda pitched a little bit, but then he went back into the Dodger system and came up. And, you know, Billy Martin was a good player. Walter Alston just came up through the system.
But, Jeff, no. As you're saying, how many of those guys were great players?
Not a lot, but
I'm looking through the list. Like,
you could make the argument that great players don't make great managers.
I'll always say that. I'm a firm believer that catchers do make good managers.
Well, they're
forced
see the game
to
a
see
different
everything.
Way.
Yeah, they're forced to see the entire game. They're forced to watch every pitch. They're forced to know what works, what doesn't work, how to set an infield. I'll always be a big proponent of someone who's a catcher being a manager.
You could take a look at the managers in the American League right now.
And for the most part, they can understand what it's like to struggle at the plate.
Who was the best player of the managers in the American League? Probably Aaron Boone.
Rocco Baldelli, maybe?
I think Boone probably had a better career.
Who would you take
than Rocco
in the pickup game? Would you take Boone? He had one gigantic play. He had a really bad basketball career during his baseball career.
I think
career.
Boone had the best overall career of those guys.
Rocco Baldelli or Aaron Boone? Who would you take?
Career-wise?
Baldelli had a higher ceiling, but sadly ran into health problems.
Yeah. Trying to look. Marcotte was good.
Marcotte was really good for
him.
He was good for the A's.
And if you look in the National League, you could, you know, make arguments about guys, but there's nobody who jumps off the page. It's like, yep, this was the guy. And
can I still hate Craig Counsell?
Yeah, you're fair? Allowed. He's okay. Supposed to be a really nice guy, though.
Yeah.
Pride of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, well, then I like him.
There you go.
Does he know how to ice fish?
Probably.
All right, then
odds
I'm in.
Are high.
I'm in.
You're from a place called Whitefish Bay. I mean,
does he have a shanty?
It might. Okay. I could see it.
All right. Well, then I'm in. Sorry about all those bad things I've hated about you from your days down in Florida.
He'd have made Whitefish Bay.
Nothing.
Nothing, Dan?
No, not even a rim shot.
Had they put 15 more
Getting
miles
there.
Behind her?
Yeah.
Getting there. I only have two hands.
Your joke just wrecked.
Do you,
Edmund?
I'm impressed that the Guardians went out and hired a guy to replace Terry Francona, who has stepped in and seemingly was very prepared for the job, even though it looked like he was incredibly not prepared for the job based on a really, really short resume.
Yeah.
I think they landed a good guy. I mean, Stephen Vogt knows what he's doing. And I think Stephen, though he had a nice playing career, fits a lot of what Scott Miller was just saying, as you know, you're the face and everything else. He's kind of like the public corporate face of the organization, which a head coach or a manager always is.
Always.
However, I think he fits that role better than we thought he might. I mean, take a look. You want to see Stephen Vogt as to who Stephen Vogt probably really is? Look at some of the stuff he did on MLB Network with our buddy Chris Rose and some of the funny stuff he did. You don't see a whole lot of that out of him. What you see is plenty of corporate speak, but in a direct, legit way. You know, it doesn't sound like he's talking in circles or anything. He gives you pretty good answers, and I think he's done a really nice job, not just managing his team and his people, but managing the position as well. And I'm impressed that he's done that without a whole lot of experience past his playing days. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.